This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. In today's juz, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 185, there's a very beautiful verse that I wanted to comment on today. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants to make things easy for you, and Allah does not want to make things difficult for you. So Allah mentions in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ. Allah intends for you to be at ease. And this ayah is one of the overarching, overriding principles of our religion. The Quran mentions this point in half a dozen verses. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explicitly stated it. In Surah Al-Ma'idah we read, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah does not want to place any difficulty on you. So Allah wants to make things easy. Allah does not want to place difficulty. In Surah Al-A'raf we read that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent so that يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. He commands people good. وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He forbids them what is evil. And eventually then Allah says وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّذِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removes the burdens and removes the chains that was on them. So the Quran has come, the Sunnah has come to remove the chains, to make us free, to make us easier. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, هُوَ جَتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. He has chosen you, and He has not put any difficulty in the religion. In Surah Al-Baqarah, we read, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah does not place a burden on somebody more than what he can bear. In Surah An-Nisa, we read, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. Allah wants to make things easy for you. And the Quran goes on and on about the ease of this religion. That this religion is no haraj. It is yusr. It is no difficulty. It is freeing us. It is lifting the burden from us. There is no burden placed on us. And that is why, brothers and sisters, one of the main principles of Islamic fiqh, there are five main principles called al-qawa'id al-fiqhiyya. One of the main principles of Islamic fiqh is difficulty begets ease. The more difficult things become, the more easy the sharia becomes. The more difficult life becomes, the more easy sharia becomes. If you can't pray standing up, pray sitting down. If you cannot fast if you're sick, don't fast on those days. And a million and one examples coming from the sharia. As well, brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned so many ahadith about the ease of this religion. He said the most blessed of your religion is the aysaruha, the easiest of it. And Aisha said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had two choices except that he chose the easier of them as long as the sharia was not infringed, as long as there was no haram done. Now, somebody might say, how can the religion be easy when we have to wake up for Fajr and that is difficult? When we have to fast in the summer months and that's painful? How can the religion be easy when we're depriving ourselves from 16, 17 hours of eating and drinking in the month of June? How is that easy? We face difficulty. And the response is, brothers and sisters, there are two types of difficulty or awkwardness. The first category is that which is uncomfortable but bearable. It's awkward, but it's not something that is beyond reason. It's something that is more of a nuisance. That type of irritation or that type of burden is a test from Allah to sift the good from the bad. And that is something that the sharia might have partially. However, even if it has it, then the rewards that come are more than the difficulties you put in. The ease that will come from those minor difficulties will in fact be much more than the pain that you put in. And the simple example, today was our first day of fast. Today was our first day of fast. And I swear by Allah, if I were to interview every one of you, I know you would all tell me, it was amazingly easy. How did that happen? It's so easy. How did this come by? Because Allah has said, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah has guaranteed you the religion will be made easy. You stand up for the sake of Allah. You show your ikhlas and enthusiasm, and Allah will make things easy for you. As well, the good that we think might come
from avoiding these harms. So for example, Salatul Fajr, if somebody says, I'll get an extra hour of sleep and I won't pray Fajr, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who wakes up for Fajr, the one who battles shaitan and wakes up for Fajr, will wake up energetic and enthused, blessed. Literally, nashilt. He's going to wake up energetic. You think you've given up an hour, but the quality that you're going to get when you wake up for Fajr, the productivity of that day will be more. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who oversleeps Fajr, he got an extra hour, he's going to wake up kaslan. He's going to wake up lazy, lethargic. He's not going to get much done. The point is, yes, there's a minor irritation, a little bit of nuisance, but when you do it, number one, Allah will make it easy for you. We just saw today's fast. And number two, even the worldly good, of course the spiritual good, that's going to come. Even the worldly good that you will gain from it will be better than the effort that you put in. Then we said there's two categories of difficulty. The first category, a little bit awkward but bearable. The second category, that which is unbearable, that which is unreasonable. And it is this category that the Quran has negated. It doesn't exist in Islam. There is no pain, there is no suffering that comes as a result of the religion that is unbearable. And as I said, there are so many examples that we can gain from our fiqh books. The classic examples of eating and drinking. We are not allowed to eat and drink certain things. When we're going to die, when we're faced with starvation, we're allowed to do that. So many of the prohibitions become permitted at times of difficulty and distress. And beautiful hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with this we will conclude. Hadith is in Muslim Imam Ahmad and in other books of hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. This religion is not easy, it is ease. The way that the Arabic is, إِنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. This religion is ease. He didn't say the religion is easy. He said the religion is ease. It's something that will make you live comfortably. You will feel good. إِنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ وَلَنْ يُشَادَّ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَ. And no one will make the religion more difficult except that the religion will win over him. You can't beat the religion. If you become fanatic, if you become overly religious beyond what the Sharia wants you, if you make the halal haram, if you think you're doing more than what the Prophet ﷺ did, that fanaticism will destroy you. That is what the Prophet ﷺ is saying. No one will make the religion more difficult except that the religion will end up breaking him. You cannot do this without suffering the consequences. So, and there's a famous hadith as well, similar to this or related to this theme. One day the Prophet ﷺ entered the masjid in Ramadan, in Taraweeh, in Qiyam, and he saw a rope dangling from the roof, tied to one of the pillars of the masjid. He said, what is this rope? And the Sahaba said, oh, that rope belongs to so-and-so, that when she becomes tired, and she's going to fall asleep, instead of falling asleep, she will hold on to the rope. Rather than falling asleep and falling down, it's going to stop her from falling down. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, untie that rope and get rid of it. Untie that rope and get rid of it. And make sure that you only pray as much as you can pray. When you get tired, then go to sleep. It's exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Don't become fanatical to a superhuman level. You will end up suffering. In his own lifetime, he warned against extremism, fanaticism. In the famous hadith of Hajj, that when he went, told one of the Sahaba to go gather the stones for stoning the Jamarat. So some of the Sahaba came back and they had some nice big pebbles. They had like rocks, as if the size of the stone is going to demonstrate your iman. And the Prophet ﷺ threw all of them away and he picked up the smallest ones, like the size of a chickpea, like the size of a bean or something, small. And he goes, this similar to this, and I warn you from exaggerating. I warn you from fanaticism, because the people before you were destroyed because of fanaticism. Something so trivial, like the size of the stone of the Jamarat, don't go overboard. You're supposed to throw. Don't throw a pebble or a big boulder that you're going to harm other people at. Do something reasonable that is going to keep you within the track. So the Prophet said, this religion is yusr, ease. And no one will make the religion more difficult except that it will destroy him. فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا. So, سَدِّدُوا. Aim for the best. Aim for the best. وَقَارِبُوا. But if you don't get there, come as close as you can. What a beautiful hadith. Aim for excellence. But in case you don't get there, then do what you can and come as close as you can. Yes, we aim for perfection. Yes, we aim high, and that's saddidu. Aim for the best. But if you don't get there, waqaribu, come as close as you can to that excellence. And wasta'inu, and seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالْرَوْحَةِ وَشَيْءٍ مِنَ الدُّلْجَةِ It's a very beautiful and poetic hadith. Seek help from Allah by traveling in the early morning and the late afternoon and a little bit of traveling at the late night. Now what does this mean? The Prophet ﷺ compared life to a journey, to a travel. And you can travel at any time of the day or night. But what's the most difficult time to travel? When the sun is shining bright and high. So the Prophet ﷺ said, don't travel at that time. Travel when it's early morning, it's nice, peaceful, good weather. When it's late afternoon, the sun's about to set. So don't choose the time to travel. That is the peak time. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالْرَوْحَةِ Get Allah's help by traveling when the weather is calm. Meaning what? Do what you can at a reasonable pace. Don't go berserk, don't go crazy, or else you're going to end up suffering. So seek Allah's help from traveling in the early morning and in the late afternoon. Some scholars said this is also an ishara or an allusion to praying Fajr and Maghrib on time. And that's correct. And then he said, and a little bit of night travel. And the scholar said, this is a reference to tahajjud. When you can do something more, do something extra. And our Prophet ﷺ said, with this we conclude, al-qasd al-qasd tablughu. Al-qasd al-qasd tablughu. Al-qasd is a beautiful word that means moderation and intention. Be firm, be moderate, be sincere. Al-qasd. Muqtasid is in the middle. Right? So al-qasd, be moderate, be firm, be sincere. Al-qasd, al-qasd. Keep on doing what you can according to your level. Tablughu, you will get to the destination. Such a beautiful hadith, brothers and sisters. You know the famous story of the hare and the tortoise, right? The hare thinks that he's going to win because he's extra fast. But then what happens? He stops. Whereas the turtle or the tortoise, he goes slow but sure, and he makes it to the end. This is exactly in this hadith. Al-qasd al-qasd tablughu. Keep on going and aim and be moderate. Don't go crazy. Don't go berserk. Do what you can. You're going to get to the end if you do that. Brothers and sisters, this religion of Islam is easy. We have to pray only 5 prayers, that's wajib. Only 20-30 minutes a day. We have to fast but 1 month of the year. We have to give zakat 2.5%. Uncle Sam asks us 35%. And Allah asks us 2.5%. 35 of the income, by the way. 2.5 of savings, by the way. Big difference. How easy is our religion? Wallahi, there is no excuse for any of us not to be a minimally practicing Muslim. This religion is easy. No haraj and no difficulty is in it. And Allah wants to make things easy for us. Be moderate, do what we can, and be persistent, and we will get to the end, as our Prophet ﷺ said, and we will continue tomorrow, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.